So many stories are spilling out of the World Cup festivities in Russia, and we're still just in the group stages of the soccer competition. But here's one that caught our attention here in the newsroom. It's about the jerseys worn by Mexico's players at the tournament. You know, the ones the players wear during matches with their names written across the back. Paulina Chavira is a New York Times En Español editor based in Mexico City. Before the tournament, she saw the Mexico jerseys and noticed there was something wrong with them.
Well, the problem was that they didn't have an accent mark, Carl, at the names of the players, because all their names are written in capital letters. There's this common belief that it's wrong, but it's a common belief that capital letters in Spanish don't have to use the accent marks. The truth is they have to. So I just vented about it in Twitter and said that this is something that it's wrong, that it's a belief that we have for so many time, but it's not correct. So I just told the people from the Selección Nacional, and they were very open and kindly to accept my comments.
What is this issue with accents on capital letters in Spanish? Why is there such confusion over it?
When everyone used a typewriter, it was technically impossible to mark the accents in the capital letters. I think it's understandable if you are using a typewriter, but I guess nobody's using a typewriter anymore. So there's no need to stop using the accent marks with the capital letters.
And how did you feel when you saw those shirts with the accents on them?
Well, I was just really, really happy. I was just crying because it was like a little victory for me. But I guess it's a good and a great victory for everyone, because I think in Mexico, at least, soccer is very, very important. It's one of the sports that most of the people see and follow, and they are just like all the time watching and these guys playing. So this is just a way to say, hey, you know, the capital letters have to go with an accent mark. And it's just like, it's great.
And these accents on the names, why was this so important to you? I mean, what does it say about the Spanish language?
Well, I guess it's just like in Spanish, you have these accent marks just to say exactly where are the vowel that you are pronouncing more strongly. It's just like something very nerdy in grammar, but at the same time, it's also your name. So it's really important to have your name written correctly. So I think that's why it's important.
And it's sort of about also about respect for the language and by extension, respect for the person whose name is on the jersey.
Absolutely. In this moment where our world is so connected and that so many people is reading them, and maybe they are not Spanish speakers and maybe they are learning, it can be a way to help them. And also it's just a way to say, like, this is our language and it's a very beautiful language. So why not writing it correctly?
Your Twitter account is now a place where sticklers such as yourself come together to debate and discuss grammar. How did that happen?
Well, it happened almost 5 years ago, because at that moment, the Secretary of Education from Mexico accepted the textbooks that every kid gets at basic schools, like when they are like from 6 to 12 years old. They had 117 mistakes. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. So I just bent it just like this time with the accent marks in the Mexican jerseys. And the next day, every media was just like criticizing this, obviously, but they were doing it with mistakes. So I just started to mark all these mistakes that the media made, because I think that everyone who works at media outlet has this responsibility with language.
I have to ask, have the books that had all those mistakes in them in Mexico, have any of them been corrected?
Yes, absolutely. That's great news. And I'm looking forward to see them, because they were released 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago. And now they are proofread by the Academia Mexicana de la Lengua, which is the Academy for Mexican Language. I hope they are free of mistakes right now.
Do you think the added accents on those jerseys helped your team win its first two games?
Well, I would love to think that, but I don't know. Of course, they have nothing to do with football and the spirit they are playing with, but I would like to think that they had something to do. At least it's just like a lucky charm or something like that.
Paulina Chavira is the New York Times En Español editor. Thanks so much, Paulina.
No, thank you, Carol. It's been very nice to be with you.